If you have your Bibles with you, open your Bibles up to 2 Kings chapter 4 this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4. And as you turn there, the Lord was speaking to me about something. Many of us are waiting on a move of God. Are you listening?
Yeah.
But God said to me, through the Holy Spirit, God is waiting for us to move. When Jesus said it was finished, it was already done.
Right.
And what we're operating in is the finished work of Calvary. He did it right the first time. He does not have to go back and do it again.
That's right.
I was reminded in Acts, the Word of God says, in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So what God says, if we start moving, amen, the kingdom of God will be manifested in our presence.
Yes.
Amen. So when he was talking to me about this, he took me to 2 Kings chapter 4. It's a familiar story, but the Lord might take it in a little different direction today. So open me to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 1. The Word of God says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to become bondmen. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in the house. And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her, and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, and she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Today I want to speak to you about Miracles Manifested is the title of today's message. God prepares us the way for us to proceed, knowing that He will provide.
Yes.
Amen? I have something I like doing. I just like the power of agreement.
Yeah,
amen. How many know it's hard for us hardly to agree on anything?
That's right.
Amen? So could you lift your word with me and can we come into agreement today? Will you repeat after me? Say, I believe.
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
This is the written word of God.
God wrote this word to me.
God wrote this word to me.
I am.
I am.
What God's word says I am.
God's word says I am.
I can have.
I can have.
Everything.
Everything.
God says I can have.
God says
I can be.
I can be.
Who God says I can be.
God says I can be.
Today.
Today.
I will hear God's word.
I will hear God's word.
And my life will be changed.
And my life will be changed.
It will never be the same.
It will never be the same.
Lord, speak to me.
Lord,
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
My ears are open.
My ears are open.
My heart is attentive.
Heart is attentive.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For choosing me.
For choosing
in
me.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Now I pray, Father God, that Carl gets out of the way.
Yes.
Spirit of the living God, speak through me.
Yes.
May the words that proceed out of my mouth for edification, exhortation, and comfort to every last one that's gathered here today. Lord, it's all about you.
Yes.
Have your way in every heart, in every life, we pray. And when all is said and done and all is accomplished, you alone will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because it's all about you. Have your way in this atmosphere, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen
and amen. You know, the woman said, the prophet said to the woman to prepare. And what the Lord wants to speak first is to you and I to prepare ourselves.
Yes.
Before we go, we have to have our hearts in a place of preparation. Amen? So first we want to look at in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. There was the army of Israel, Judah, and Edom. And they were going out to battle the Moabites, and they were out 10 days' journey, and all of a sudden they were out of water. And they thought God had allowed them to go into the hands of the Moabites. But the Lord said to them, they called him the prophet Elijah, and Elijah brought a minstrel that played music. Hey, how many know there's something about worship? And then there's something about worship that invokes the presence of God. Doesn't it not? Amen. When we're worshiping him, he can't help but inhabit the praise and the worship of his people. So he's doing this. It says in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse number 16, to get prepared, the Lord told him to do something outside of the box. Here they haven't had water. They're out of water. They've been traveling 10 days. And the Lord said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. In other words, he was calling them to do something outside of the box. In other words, in this transition, come on, in this transition, God's going to call us to do some things that are out of the box, some things that are out of the normal, but we got to trust God. He said it, and he will do it, and he will bring it to pass. Amen? In other words, we are to be prepared for what's coming, the blessing.
Yes.
For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord, he will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. So whatever adversity they were facing, God says, when you do this outside of the box, I'm going to meet your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. God never calls you to do something that he will not anoint you to carry it through, and he will finish what he started. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Look at the one next to you and say, he that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
You know what? You might not know that. You might not know this. But somebody besides somebody needs to hear that today.
That's right.
Oh, how many know that God cares for every last one?
Yes.
There's not one of you in here that God cares for more than he cares for another. God cares for us all the same.
Yes.
He is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. I love my Lord, I serve. You know, it says in 2 Kings chapter 5, there was a captain of the host. And this captain of the host had skin disease. He was a leper. And he had got a word to go to a king. And the king said, I can't help you. But he said to the prophet said he could have him, Elijah.
Yep.
Now, Elijah's going to instruct him to do something outside of the box.
Yes,
I want to talk to you. This is where we're going today. I want to talk to you outside of the box.
Yes.
Because God's going to take us to places that aren't comfortable to our flesh. But we've got to flow in the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Amen? How many know that your spirit and your flesh is always in a battle?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen? You're warned against one another.
Yeah, that's it.
But he says he gave them instructions for, Elijah gave Naaman instructions.
Yes.
He sent a messenger unto him saying, go wash in the Jordan 7 times. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Now Naaman was upset. Because Jordan was one of the dirtiest rivers to him. He said, aren't there cleaner rivers he couldn't have sent me to? But tried to send me to that Jordan River? Man, this goes in my way. I'm going to run into that thing. I'm going to watch it. But his servant said to him, wait a minute, listen to this. His servant said to him, well, if he told you to do some great thing, would you not went and done it?
Yes.
But because he told you to go dip in the Jordan 7 times, you think that's too hard? And out of obedience, Naaman went and dipped in the Jordan 7 times, And his flesh became like that of a child's.
Yep.
He had clean skin.
Yep.
Amen? Yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, that's a little outside of the box. Go with me to John chapter 11. We have the account. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And he kind of stinks by now.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
And Jesus was giving him instructions. Remember, he had said to him before, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He already told them that he was the resurrector. All right? They just weren't listening.
That's right.
Amen? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
But he says here in verse 39. I'm a little louder than my son. I come from the hard of hearing class. And I apologize to you, and I'm really apologizing, because when the anointing of God starts flowing through me,
yes,
I get louder.
Yes, praise Jesus. Thank you.
And I'm
hard of hearing. Thank you, Jesus.
There's no excuse for anybody for not hearing, right?
That's right.
Are you listening?
Yes. Amen.
But Jesus said to her, he said in verse number 39, he said, take ye away the stone, Martha. And the sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. We have been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
And what the Lord says, and what the Lord's saying to me, and it's important you to hear it. God's already poured out his spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will have visions. Your old men will have dreams. Oh, my handmaid is in my servant while I pour out my spirit.
Yep.
But what God is saying to us, we're to prepare our vessels.
Yep.
We're to allow our vessels to be prepared so that we can proceed to reach others.
Yep.
Don't go tell somebody to do something that you're not willing to do.
Yep.
Amen. We're going to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen? I don't know about you, but I serve a God that can do all things.
Amen.
Even above those things that you can think.
Yes.
Amen? So firstly, he says to proceed. What do you tell him to do? What do you have in the house? I have just a pot of oil. Well, go gather vessels. Wait a minute. There's a fresh outpouring that's coming when vessels are gathered.
Yeah, glory.
In other words, we can have church,
yes,
and we can have Holy Ghost movements, but yes, you want to see signs and wonders and miracles, you want to see the dead rise, the sick healed, then you better start bringing in some vessels. Bring in the laws. Bring in everybody you can find and watch God show himself off.
That's right.
Amen. He is the one that does it all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So with that in mind, in Joshua chapter 6, we find the children of Israel just coming over with Joshua and Caleb. They've come over to the promised land. There's that Jordan River again. Amen. They crossed the Jordan on dry ground. And they're faced with this walled city.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say something to you. Many of us think that this city is walled, but it isn't. Those walls are tumbling down and people are in a place where they need an answer. And we have the answer. Every answer the world is looking at for is found in Jesus.
Amen.
Every answer the world is seeking for is found in him. So we have the answer for every problem, every circumstance, every situation. His name is Jesus. And then, so he says in Joshua chapter 6, verse number 3, verse number 1, it says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel, and none went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thee thy hand Jericho, into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about it, the city, once, thou shalt do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And we find that the walls of Jericho came down, and they took the city. Well, why am I saying this? It's because the Lord is saying he is preparing our vessels to proceed to take back what belongs to him.
Right.
You know, we used to sing a song. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me.
Yes.
How many have something that the devil has stolen from you in here?
Yeah.
Come on. Is it a family member? Is it a loved one? Is it a friend? Is it finances? Is it health? Is it well-being? God says we're going to go and take back what belongs to us. Amen? I was reminded of Josh and Judges chapter 7. Something about 7. Speaks of completion. We find that Gideon's army, they're going to battle the Midianites, and they're grossly outnumbered. Amen? In other words, it doesn't take a large number. 120 from the upper room changed the world.
That's right.
120 in the upper room, 3,000 were added to the church in one day.
That's right.
Through the 120. Come on now. Come on.
Right.
And what the Lord is saying to us is, in Judges, he gave them instructions.
Yes, he did.
And verse number 5, he says, so he brought down the people into the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set himself by himself, likewise everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, by these 300 men that lap, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man to his place. In other words, God used a small number to overcome a mighty army.
Yep.
So what God is saying to us, it isn't always about the numbers. You can see numbers grow, you can see things multiplying, but God's wanting to use us right where we're at. Amen? And he says to me, when I was looking at that, and this, he took me to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings 17. We're thinking outside the box. There's a widow woman with her son. There's been a famine in the land for 3.5 years. It hasn't rained. They don't have food. They're getting ready to eat their last meal. They're at the bottom.
Yep.
And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and I will bring it unto thee, and after make for thee and for thy son. You know, the Lord tells us to bring us his first part.
Right.
Come on. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Amen. We put him in the first place.
Right.
Amen. And then as we do as the prophet had said, look what took place. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And the Bible said that the Lord multiplied the bread, and they were fed till the famine was over.
Yep.
But it wasn't just there he was testing her at.
Mm-hmm.
Because the widow's son, a few days later, died.
That's right.
And God brought the widow's son to the prophet Elijah back to life.
That's right.
And what the Lord was saying, and he was saying to me, you may be facing some things that God called you to do, and it may look like there's a dead end to it, but God said he's going to breathe on it, and he's going to bring it a resurrection, and he's going to bring it life.
Yeah,
he didn't tell you to do it and change his mind.
That's right.
God is faithful. Yes. Whatever he called us to, he will see us through.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, here as a preacher, the way I preach, Just so you know. If I don't hear an amen, I've got to continue. Because that's the hell, you didn't get it yet. If you didn't get it yet, I got to keep preaching. So the congregation wants to say amen really quick. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God,
hallelujah. You know what amen means? It
so
means
be
so be it.
Is there something that's spoken that you need in your life to be fulfilled, to come to pass? Agree with it.
Right.
It's God's word, so be it.
So be it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I get back where I was. Hallelujah. So he says to us, when we're prepared and we proceed, we trust God that he will supply.
Right.
Amen. Go back to our text, the 2 Kings chapter 4 again. The Lord is speaking about me something. Now listen to this. Verse number 6. He says, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me in a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more in the oil stayed.
Amen.
You want to see and witness the true move of God?
Yes.
Continue to bring vessels in.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I just love to see it pour out. I think God wants to reach this city, this nation, this world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. That word's going to go forth. He said, go preach the gospel to every creature, that he that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick,
and
they
shall
recover. Amen. I thank God that he's still in charge. Hallelujah. I thank God that we serve a living God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or that we even think. So with this in mind, go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. I mean chapter 2. Excuse me. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Amen. Did I lose anybody?
No, sir.
I'll come back. Did I lose anybody? I'll come back and get you. How many know that God doesn't want to leave anybody behind?
Amen.
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 Verse number 7. There were 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel. And one of the Lord's speaking to me is about wilderness experiences. In this life, we go through some wilderness experiences. Okay? Everything we go through is a learning lesson for us.
Yes.
If we truly believe God's word, and all things work together for the good,
yes,
to them that love God, to them that are called according to their purpose, we can always look at the negative side of what's going on in our lives.
Uh-huh.
And we say, Lord, show me. Show me how I can grow in and through this.
Amen? Yes, Lord.
And because everything's a blessing if we look at it with the right eyes.
Amen.
Amen. I used to be a motivator in sales, marketing, and sales before Christ. I knew Christ, but I wasn't serving Christ. Okay, I was raised in the church. My daddy was a pastor. My granddaddy was a pioneer. He planted 12 AG churches around the Beltway of D.C. Okay, so I come from a heritage of pastors. Okay, and then. But why always should tell people the glass is half, it's either half empty or half full. And we have a tendency to look at it being half empty instead of half full.
Yes.
Amen? And what happens is when we allow that negative attitude to come out, that negative negative attitude has a greater impact than the positive does. Because people are so used to the negative side of everything. And God wants us to see the positive side. In other words, what am I learning? Hey, Lord, how can I use this for the benefit, my benefit, and for the benefit of others? How can I use this to help my friend or my loved one or my family member and speak encouraging words to them and not feed the negative, but to speak a positive word? There's enough negativity in the world that we live in. We don't have to be negative speakers.
That's right.
Amen. Because I read the Bible and I read the last verse of the Bible and we win. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like or feels like, I know that we win and ultimately we win.
Yes.
Got in there, kicking the offering over. This is really confined space for me, okay? Amen. But in Deuteronomy, chapter 2, verse number 7, it says, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee and all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. And the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing." Thou hast lacked. He provided food. He provided shelter. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. Everything was taken care of. Amen. God wants you to understand how much He loves you. And no matter what you're going through in your life, He wants you to know that He hasn't changed His love and towards you.
That's right.
And that you have great value and you have great worth.
Yes.
No matter what's been said to you. No matter who has said it, God says. He loves you and has a plan and a purpose in your life, and He will not change His mind. And He will not. Because you have great value and you have great worth. Do you hear me?
Yes.
You have great value and great worth. No matter what people have said.
That's right.
Amen? People can be mean sometimes. So Matthew chapter 14, I guess I better get this summed up probably. Is anybody still awake? Anybody sleeping? Hallelujah. You know, if we're talking about providing, that He provides for us. You know, we have the feeding of the 5,000 with children and wives. It could be, who knows what the number would have been. Doesn't say. But they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And in faith, Jesus started breaking the bread.
Yes, He did.
And fed them all. Yes. It says in Matthew 14, verse number 20, "And they did all eat and were all filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full." Look at your neighbor and say,
God
does exceedingly,
abundantly,
above
all we ask,
or even think. He's a good, good God. He's been good to me.
He's been good to you.
And what He sees what you're in, and He'll carry you through.
Amen.
You know, it's something about speaking it. And as they eat about, they took up the fragments that remained, and there was over an abundance. So Philippians chapter 4, I'll close with this. My first closing. From Travis. He said, "How many times you close?" This is just a friendly reminder. They're familiar scriptures.
Yes, this one.
But the Lord is saying He's preparing for us to proceed forward.
Yes.
And that He will provide.
Yes, He will.
Amen.
Yes, He will.
Verse number 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now unto Him, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." So in closing today, what's the Lord saying to us? I'm missing my honey. Hallelujah. What He's saying to us is, just like the prophet Elijah said in 2 Kings chapter 4, we prepare ourselves so that we can proceed, knowing that God's going to provide. And He's not only our provider, but He's a God that also pardons. Amen. You know one thing I found about the Lord I serve and that you serve? When I mess up,
I confess
All he asks me to do is fess up.
Yes, right.
Hello? Amen? There's nothing when we're wrong. Say, Lord, I'm wrong. Amen? So he says to us in Ephesians chapter 1. Drowns out my loud voice. What is God saying to everyone today? He called you here because he wants you to hear what was said.
Amen.
He knows every last one that would be here. He says, as we're preparing ourselves, that we need to proceed. There's a mentality when everything gets done, I'll bite somebody. God says invite somebody and everything will get done. Are you listening? God says he will provide, but he also pardons. I love what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 1, verse number 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So in closing today, he's here also to pardon you. Bow your heads and with me and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. Lord, we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone here. Maybe you're here today and you're not in the place that you once were. Or maybe something came up and you drifted away. You're not in the place you once were. If that is you, as you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another one here today? Pastor, I'm not in the place. I need Jesus. Is that you? As you slip up your hand and say, that's me. Is there another one here today? Brother, I'm not going to bury you. I'm going to ask you to come and meet me here. Don't be embarrassed. If the best Lord Jesus is our man, we'll confess your fault. Would you come with me and join me here? Everybody bow your heads and extend your hands to my brother. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for the call of God that's on his life, and the call of God is irrevocable and doesn't change. So Father, I pray, Father God, that you just minister to his heart and his life. As he says this prayer, the word he dedicated his life to you, Father God, I thank you for his heart and his boldness to stand up and say, yes, I'll answer that call. So you just pray with me and say, dear Jesus, thank you for paying for all my sins on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Father, my body now is your temple. Holy Spirit, take residence within me. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. According to your word. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Lord also said, here's what the Spirit wants to do. God wants to refresh us. Do you need to be refreshed? Come on. Would you stand and just lift your hands to heaven? Could you do that with me? Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for every man, every woman and child that's in this room. Father, I thank you, Father God, for refreshing. Breathe on them, Lord, afresh and anew. Father, stir up the gifts of God that are in them, Father God. strip every gift that's been laying dormant. Activate it, Father God, for your kingdom and for your glory and for all your praise. And may we arise to be the army of God that you called us to be. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we celebrate you here today, Father God. We celebrate your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you for all that you're doing and all you're going to do in this place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give a praise. The Holy Ghost will get you to have you do things that you're not comfortable with. Most of the time, if we're comfortable with them, we're doing it in the flesh. Because most of the times when we do things by the Spirit, my flesh is uncomfortable. But my spirit man says, do this and trust me and into it. Amen? Amen. Love one another. Agree on that. Does anybody have a word or something for anyone or anything? I just don't want to close without giving everyone an opportunity. Hallelujah. Let me invoke a blessing of mine. Father, I pray for every man, woman, and child in this room, Father God. I thank you for their hearts. I thank you for their lives, Father God. I pray blessings upon them. I pray, I bind this diseases and sicknesses in the name of Jesus. I bind every sickness in Jesus' name. Your word declares you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. So Father, I pray that you touch them right where they are, and whatever sickness or disease is there, it be delivered from in Jesus' name. Minister to every heart, life, may they love one another and greet one another in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.